when the Bezdin appoints a Shliach, Bifonov or Shloi Bifonov, that it has to be done in front of the first Shliach, or does not have to be done in the front of the first Shliach anymore? Because the first Shliach, again, the Shliach comes from Chutz Lorenz, and the Shliach became sick, he wants to appoint the second one. So he goes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin Bifonov Nichtov. Now Bezdin could appoint another one. Does the first Shliach still have to be there or not? Hold up, Pashtun, then he is Pashtun, that Bein Bifonov, Bein Shloi Bifonov. No, the first one does not have to be there. Whether he's there or not, still is good. Shalchem Itom, they send back from Eretz Yisrael also like that, that Bein Mifonah, Bein Shloi Mifonah, but it doesn't make a difference whether he's there or not there, he has to, Beis Din could appoint another Shliach. Hahu Diyom, a person said, Eloi Asino Atlas and Yom, if I don't return within 30 days, Levi Gita. Her husband gave his wife a get right now, and he said, if I don't return within 30 days, then the get should be good. So also he came back at the end of the 29th day, Opaskim Avra, but the ferry, he missed the boat. He couldn't make it home. His Omelus, so he started to scream on the other side of the river, like the ocean, Chazud Yasoy, Chazud Yasoy, look, I'm here, look, I'm here. In other words, he doesn't want to get to be good. He wants to be considered like really he came home. Some Ashmul Shmuel said nothing doing. That's not called coming home. That you made it tonight. If you're not home within 30 days, the get is no good. And this Gemara explains that you should have thought this could happen, and since you didn't speak this out, you meant to say the get should still be a good get, even in this situation, if you don't get back within 30 days. Hahudi Yomalu, a person said, Eloi Faisin in law, Atlasin Yom, I'm giving you a get, and her husband gave his wife a get, and told her, if I don't appease you within the next 30 days, Levi Git, the get should be a good get. Is also Faisin, her husband went to try and appease her, Vloi Yafaisin, didn't help. Some Rav Yosef, Mi yoyiv lo taka with a dinrei. Did the husband give her like golden coins? V'lo yifaisa, he was mafaisa. In other words, he can't say he was mafaisa. If she didn't accept the pious, that's not called he went to mafaisa. And he could yami some say yom rab yosef. Mi di taka with a dinrei boilu meisiv lo no. Does the husband have to be meant first to sign and give her golden coins? Hafaisa. He just meant to say, if I don't try to appease you within 30 days, then the get should be good. But here I try to appease you. If I said, why if I didn't accept? It's our command the Yomar, Yeshen is begitin. And our command the Yomar, Reinern is begitin. These two ways to look at it is, you say, Yeshen is begitin or Reinern is begitin. And Rashi says, Pluk to the train, Lishne of Aliba the Ravi, Mesech the Ksubis. And I focus the Gemara and Ksubis, if we say, Yeshen is begitin or not. Like here, the Tanai was, if I could be Mephias you. So he tried to. Just she didn't accept. So the question is, the fact he tried, is that called the good appears or not? All right, we'll stop. You're holding the Aflamad Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says like this. The last child before the Gemara was, last case was, Terahudi Yomalhu. Where the husband said to his wife, he gave her again and told him, if I don't be mafais, I don't appease you within 30 days, then this get should be a good get. In other words, he gave himself 30 days to appease his wife. So the case was, what happened was, also he went to paisa. He went to try to appease his wife, but she didn't accept it. So Amar Rav Yosef says, did he like give her 100 golden coins? And she didn't accept the pious. In other words, he holds that's not cool that he was Mephias. He did not do the most he could do, even though right now he's an honest, he doesn't have the money. But so what? He did not appease her, therefore the get is called the good get. And he could the army, some say no. That Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Me de Tarkava de Dinri, Boy Lamesavlo. Does he have to give her golden coins? In other words, he doesn't have it. He's called an honest in that. He doesn't have it. Therefore, Hafaisa, he did his best and he was Mephias. He appeased her. Vloi Faisa, and she did not accept it. So, but it's called that he did what he was supposed to do, and therefore the get would not be a good get. The get is not chal. So Gemara says, this machlokes is totally her command the Yomar, yesh einis begitin, and her command the Yomar, ein einis begitin. We had a machlokes in the beginning of the Gemara in Ksubis, and when you make a Tanai in a get, and you can't do it because you're an honest,
Is that called still is considered done? Like over here, the first one says, even though you were nonis, you don't have the golden coins, still it's considered that you were not mafayisa. And the second sheet is, no, we hold yesh einis begitin. Therefore, it's called you're nonis, you don't have golden coins. So the best you could do, you did, and that's called you are mafayisa, and therefore the get is not chal. Now the Mishnah says, Hamalve moyeses hakoin. If somebody lends money to a kohen, v'yes halevi, or else you lend money to a levi, v'yes oni, you lend money to an oni. Liyois, and the way you're supposed to be paid back, how do you get your money back? Your payment is like this. Mafrish alehen mechelkon, that you're a Yisrael. So you tell the kohen, listen, I'm lending you $100. So you know how you'll pay me back. That this year are my fruits, the truma that I'm supposed to give a kohen, I'll keep it for myself. I'll keep the money like he can't eat it because truma is also for zatit, but he'll sell it and the money he'll keep. That's the way he'll get his payment back. So that's the way they made up. They made up, I'm lending the kohen $100, and the way the kohen is going to pay me back is that I'm going to keep my truma that usually I give a kohen. Now I'll be able to keep it for myself like to sell it, and the money I get, I'll keep for myself. The same thing to a levi. The Maaser Rishon, usually you give to a levi. You'll make up now that the Maaser Rishon you're supposed to give to a levi, you're going to keep it for yourself, because this levi owes you money. And the same thing, Maaser Roni. If it's the third year, the sixth year, that usually the second Maaser is called Maaser Roni, you have to give it to a Roni, to a poor person. Here, since you lent $1,000 to the Roni, so the Roni has to pay you back. The way you get your payment is, that this Maaser Roni you keep for yourself. So it says halacha that mafrish alayin becheske shein kayamin. You have a right to be mafrish whenever you, this Yisrael, makes truma or makes Maaser or makes Maaser Roni, he has a right to keep it for himself. He doesn't have to be afraid, maybe the kayin died. Then he has no more right to keep the truma for himself. Or maybe the levi died, also he doesn't have to be afraid. Or else this oni, he doesn't have to be afraid, maybe he became a rich person. Like if he becomes a rich person, then he can't accept any more the Maaser Oni. So then it can't be considered like you're supposed to give it to him, and instead of you giving it to him, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how it works. But that's this halacha, that a person could lend money to a kohen or to a levi or to an oni, and the payment is not the pshat they're going to pay you back, but rather the maaseris or the truma that you're supposed to give them, you keep for yourself. You'll have the right to sell it and keep the money for yourself by the truma. And the maaserishin and the maaserani, that's like regular chulin, that you'll be allowed to eat. What about mesu? Let's say you know for sure the kayin or the levi or the oni died. So then the locker is sorech lito rishus min hayoshim. You have to take permission from the Yoshim. So Rashi explains, because they just, the fact the father died, the children do not have to pay back this type of a chayv. Since it's not really the pshat, the father, the kohen owes him money. It was a deal they made that the Yisroel could keep his truma that year. But it's not really called the father has to pay back the loan. Therefore, when the father, the kohen, dies, the Yoshim do not have to pay it. So therefore, if the Yisrael still wants to keep the Truma, he has to get permission from the Yoshim. His Yitom Mem Rishus, Im Reitzim Shiyiska B'Chayva B'Shmilom Yakvim Imaisra Satsmai. That if they want to accept upon themselves, so then the pshat is that the Truma that they're supposed to receive the Yoshim, they'll let you keep it. It's like a new deal they're doing with you. But it's only if you get permission from them. But as far as the father's deal goes, when the father, the kohen, dies, the deal is bottled. What about, though, the Mishnah says, in Hilvon Bifnei Bezdin, let's say when you, the Yisrael, first lent the kohen money, you did it in front of a Bezdin, then even if the kohen dies later, then the locher is Einoi Tzarech Lito Rishus Min Hayoshin. If the father, the kohen, dies, then it's like a Tanai of Bezdin that you still have a right to collect to keep the truma of that year. And it's succeeded like you're taking it from the Yorshim. So Rashi says, "Diyesh koyach lebezdin lahatul choyvze al kol akuna v'alaviyah lefish tetaknosamu sheimtsa moyis lalvo." like Bezdin to make it Tanai, that even though the father died, the Levi or the Kohen died, they still made like a takonim that this Levi, the Malva, the one that lends the money, has the right to keep the Truma for himself. And it's like a Tanai, it's a takonah for all the Levium and all the Kanim, they're happy with this takonah. Because then it'll be easier for them to borrow money from people. Like this, people will know that for sure they'll get their money back. So in order that it should be easy for a Kohen or a Levi to lend money, Bezdin made such a takonah. That if you lend the money in front of Bezdin, even if the Kohen or the Levi dies, still the Yisrael has a right to keep the Truma of the Meiser of that year. So now the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, like, well, even though the Truma did not come to the hand of the Kohen yet. So the question is, though, how does this Yisrael, the Malva, have a right to keep the Truma? Like, if he would give the Truma over to the Kohen, and now the Kohen owes him back $1,000, so it's good that the Kohen could give him back the Truma. But if it never got to the hand of the Kohen yet, it's like not his Truma. If it's not this Kohen's Truma yet, so how can you keep it for that Chayv? Like, it's not his. It belongs to Shevet Kuna. It belongs to other Kahana, maybe. So Gemara answers three Terusim. First Gemara says, Omar Rav, B'makire Kuna Olivia. We're talking about that Yoza Malva, the Yisrael, lent this Kayin money, or he lent this Levi money, that the Makire means he's his friend. And up until now, all the Trumais, or Maisris, that this Yisrael had, he always gave over to this Kayin. That's called Makire Kuna, that you know this Kayan and everybody knows that this Yisrael always gives all his Truma and all his Maises he gives over to this Kayan or he gives over to this Levi. So therefore Rashi explains the Chiva de Lemot, Rashi explains Makire Kuna, Hilka Chiva de Milsa de Pshitahi, the two Yoivlu, everybody knows that the Yisrael is going to give his Truma to this Kohen, is Aschilu Shah Kahani Datayu. All the other Kahanim take away their mind. Fehevi command the Motlu Yodai Dahani. It's considered like all the other Kahanim are Miyayish. They know they're not going to get this Truma. So therefore it's considered like this Kohen already received the Truma. So therefore since he already received the Truma, it's good that he can get it back. That this Yisrael now has the right to keep it. That's a klal all over called Makire Kuna. If everybody knows that this Yisrael is like his relative or his close friend, he always gives it to the Kohen, so then we consider as if the Kohen received it already, and now it's like the Yisrael is keeping it from the Kohen, that's the way he's getting back his payment. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. The case of the Mishnah is, the Mezak Lehem Ma'idei Acherim. It has to be that this Yisrael, when he's mafresh his Truma, he has to give it over like to a third person, and tell this his friend, I want you to be mezakarit for the kain. Like you pick it up and you're like kainarit, you can be kainarit for the kain. So sit it like the kain has it. Now that the kain has it, like the kain gives it back to you. So that's the way you get your payment back. That this kain is like paying it back to you. But it has to be done, the mezakar lehem aydei acherim. Ula, my third teretz Ula says is, Omar Hamani Reb Yosi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi. The Omar that holds that also as she'en noy zoicha ki zoicha. That there's a new takon in Midrabonin. That Midrabonin, we always say, Hefka Bezdin. Hefka, when the Rabonin see fit, the Rabonin gave over the money to somebody, even though he wasn't really zoicha yet. That's called also as she'en noy zoicha ki zoicha. They made this koyin, even though really he did not receive the truma yet. But we consider this type of a case as if the Kohen already received the Kohen, the Truma. In other words, look as if this Yisrael that lent the money, when he makes his Truma, as if he gave the Truma to the Kohen, and then the Kohen gives it back to him. So even though really nothing took place, that's called it looks, and we make it din as if it took place. That's what the Rabbanu made such a takonam, as also a Sheina Zoicha Kezoicha. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. A few places in Shas he says this, so Ula says that's Shah now Mishnah Rosa. Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. So now the Gemara explains the three Terutzim, why one does not hold from the other one. So Gemara explains, Kulu Karav Lo Yamri, the other two do not like Rav's Teretz, but Makiru Lo Katani, our Mishnah does not say Hamal Ve Moyes, but Makiru Kuna. The Mishnah's mashma, any Yisrael that lends money to a Kohen has the right to make such a condition to the Kohen, that you know how you'll pay me back this year the money, that the truma you'll have this year I'll keep, my truma I'll keep. The Mishnah does not say to Makira Kuna, that he's your relative or your friend, that you're always giving your truma. That's why the other two do not like Rav's terrace. Kishmul or Kamri, the other two do not like Shmuel's terrace that says we're talking about the Mezakala Maidecherim. Why? The Mezakala Loikitani, the Mishnah also does not say that. It does not say that this Yisrael now, after he makes his truma, he has to be Mezakara to a third person. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, therefore they don't like this terrace. And Kula Nami Loyamri, the other two do not like Ula's terrace that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yosi, because I'll tell you, Kichidoi Loy Mukminin. We don't want to put this terrace like a single person. Rav Yosi is a Das Yochid. Like that's his chiddush, that sometimes the Rabbanan made a takonam that as Sheinu Zochel Kezochi, even though you don't really have it yet, we look as if you have it. So since it's only a Das Yochid, that's why the other two do not want to put our Mishnah like Rav Yosi. I call upon him the Mishnah that says again this chiddush, that if you lend money to a Kohen, and you make up with the Kohen, you know how the Kohen will pay you back this year, not that he'll give you back the money, but rather any truma that you're going to have this year, you're allowed to keep it. As if the Kohen says you can keep it, and you can sell it, and that money you keep for the halva. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbani, we're going to listen to Braisa. Hamal v'moyes es ha-Kohen v'yeselevi v'yesoni. If somebody lends money to a Kohen, or to a Levi, or to an Oni, liyos, that house should get his payment back. His payment is not that they pay him back money, but rather mafresh alayin mechelkon, that he's gonna separate his truma and keep it. Mafresh, or else if it's a Levi, he's gonna keep the maiserishin this year of his own fruits. Or else if it's an oni, he's gonna keep the maiserani. So the lachar is like our Mishnah says, mafresh alayin mecheskeh shen kayomim. You have a right to be mafresh, to keep the truma, keep the maiser, and keep the maiserani as if those people are still alive. And we go after the time when you get your truma, get your maiserishin. If you want to sell it, how much it's worth right now, that's the value you have a right to keep it. Kishar Hazul, Rashi says, Shem yuzlo chitim, if the chitim become worth less, b'shas hafroshas trumas, when you separate your trumas, akablam b'yoysa shal shoshas hafroshas. Like you lent him $1,000. So you have a right to get back $1,000 worth of truma. How do we look? How much is the truma worth? Do we have to say the value market when it was when you first gave them the money? Or do you look at the value market the way it's valued now when you're taking the truma? So if right now the value went down, so you're gaining on the deal, like you're going to receive back much more truma, you have a right to do that. You go after the shah right now, how much the fruits, the truma is worth right now. And we ain't by Mishum Ribis. There's not a concern of rivers. It doesn't look like you're lending money and you're getting back more than you lent. There's no problem. We'll soon see why not. V'yein shvius misham tosai. In such a deal, if that year is shvius, shvius does not stop this halva. The Yisrael still has the right to keep the truma or the meiser. V'yein bo lachzer ein chayzer. If they want to retract now, if the Yisrael wants to retract, the Yisrael can't be chayzer. The malva can't be chayzer anymore. Let's say the Bailam gave up hope. In other words, like the field was being destroyed. So the owner gave up hope, the Malva gave up hope and said, listen, my field is like being destroyed now. I know there's going to be no more Paris this year, so I don't expect to get my money. Because the Kayan does not have to pay him back the money. The only way you're going to get your money back is upon your field. If it gives off a lot of produce, so that produce, the truma of it, you keep it for yourself. But if you see right now the produce of your field is going to be destroyed, so you're meyayish from anything, so that's called you're meyayish, you're giving up hope for the chayiv, you don't get anything then. Is a mafrishin aleim, then even if it does grow later, you don't have a right to keep the truma the maisras. Lefi shein mafrishin alovut, but since like you are meyayish, you gave up hope, it's like lost already, so you can't keep the truma on that lost, teres. That's what the Braisa says. Now we'll explain it. Oh, Mama, we just learned, Poisik Imoen Kishar Hazul. But that you made up, that the truma you're going to receive, you're going to keep for yourself, you go after the value market, how it's worth right now when you're selling it. So Mara says, cheat, of course. Like any deal you could do like that. if I lent you something now and you have to pay me back, so the value of it is the way it's worth when you pay back. So Gemara says, "How kamashma?" The chiddush of here is afa pishloi posak kemisha posak dami. In the Gemara in the Ezel Neshach, there's a shalom aribis. It's only good if you spoke out clearly that when I lent you a pound of sugar, like you to pay it back to me, we go after the value, how much it's worth when you pay back. That's only there if you spoke it out. Here the chiddush is, even though you didn't speak it out, we consider as if you spoke it out. Yeah. Then it says, "V'ain by mishum ribis," that there's no ribis interest involved. So Mora says, "My time, or why not? Like you're gaining on the deal. If the prices go down now, so you're getting much more chitim." So Mora says, "Kivon dechileslei lo yoyivlei." The reason is, like here, it's not called a real halva. It's not really called you lent him money. Because true, you lent the kohen $1,000, but he does not have to pay you back anything. And if you're not going to have any truma this year, you don't get any money back. So b'chlal, this havor is not called the real havor. Therefore, ki yislei nami yein by mishum ribis. Even if you do have a lot of truma and you get a lot back, that's not called ribis. It's not called like you're getting interest from the loan, because it's a doubt altogether if you get back your money. So that's not called ribis. Then it says v'yein shvius misham tosoi. So if the seventh year passes by now, it does not stop this havor. You can still collect the truma. Why? To like Karina Bay Lo Yigosh. Because it's not sitting here like you have to go to the coin to collect your money. You're not collecting any money from the coin. Shemitah, the Pshat Torah says Lo Yigosh, that if you're going to go collect money from somebody else, you can't go and collect it on Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah. But here, the Yisrael, he doesn't go to collect it from the coin. The coin does not have to pay back any money. It's just the true man, the Meister, that the Yisrael is going to have from his own fruits, he has the right to keep for himself. So therefore, it's not called lo yigosh, so Shemitah cannot stop this. Then it says, v'yimbo lachzor rein nechoyzer. If they want to retract and stop this deal, they can't retract anymore. So Amarav Papa said, lo yishonu ela balabayis b'koyim. It only means the Yisrael. Again, the Yisrael lent $1,000 to the koyim. So when he gave over the money to the koyim, the deal is done. He can't retract anymore. He gave him the money. The koyim doesn't have to make any more kinyonim. So therefore, the Yisrael can't retract. But the opposite way, if the Kohen wants to retract and like say, I don't want you to have such a deal that all the truma of this year of the field you'll be able to keep, he has the right to retract. If the Kohen wants to retract, he could. It's not, because we learn like this. It's like, if you paid money for something, but you did not make the Meshicha on the object yet, here is considered like the Kayin is selling to the Yisrael the schus of the truma of that year. So it's like the Yisrael gave him money and he's buying off the Kayin the fruits, the truma of that year. So when you're buying off the fruits, calls the man the Kayin, that the Yisrael was not Moshach, did not move the Paris, that's a lach, you could be chayzer. If I go to buy fruits off you, even though I gave you money, if I'm not Moshach, if I didn't move the Paris, I can still retract the chayzer. Here also, the coin of the pshat is, it's considered like the coin is selling to you his truma. So even though you paid money for it, it's not called finish the deal until you make a meshich, you have to move the truma. So Kozuman the Yisrael did not move the truma yet, the coin, he has a right to be chayzer, to retract. Then the Brisa said, Nisyai Shema Bailam, let's say the owner of this Yisrael sees that his field is being destroyed this year, so he doesn't plan to have any truma, and the deal was that I'm lending you $1,000, and I'll get back my money from my truma of my field, from the fruits that grow in my field now, all that truma. Instead of giving it to you, I'll keep it for myself. That's the only payment you'll get back. But that's called the payment only if there's going to be truma. What's going to be if you know there's not going to be truma this year? Like you see your fields are being destroyed. So you gave up hope of having any fruits, so you're miyayish of collecting. So therefore you can't get it anymore. Same afrishin aleyim, lefishem afrishin aloved. So Mura says, cheat, of course, like why not? He was miyayish, but he gave up hope of getting anything. So of course he can't take it anymore. So Gemara says, lo etzricha no, the chiddush here is, the okun, that like it was still in the stalk. Rashi says, lo etzricha, the okun means, bishor sheyavshu, at the time when it dried up. v'nisyayishu, and the owner was miyayish, gave up hope, kvar olu b'kona, it was already in the stalk. So like, even though he thought it would be destroyed, it's not really 100% the stalk to be destroyed. So Mada Tema, I would have thought to say, Akinosa Milsim, the fact the corn is still in its stalks right now, maybe even though he was miyayish, it's called like a yish betois. It should mean nothing, it should be considered like the fruits are here. And therefore it could still take off the truma. Kamash Mala know that if the owner thought that it's going to be destroyed, and there won't be any fruits this year, and he was miyayish of getting any truma, that's considered like he was miyayish, he gave up hope of collecting his money. So finished, he can't get it anymore. Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Hamalve Moyes as a kain. If a Yisrael lends money to a kain, yes, a laborer, he lends money to a Levi, the Bezdin, in front of Bezdin, and again, the payment back is not that they're going to pay me back money, but the payment back is that my truma I'm going to have this year, or my maestration that I'm going to have this year, I could keep it for myself. So if they made up this deal, the Bezdin and Bezdin, then Umesu, even if the Kohen or the Levi dies, Mafra Shalein Becheska Seisra Shevet. Halacha is the Yisrael still has a right to keep all the truma of that year, well, the maaser of that year, becheska saisa shevet, betoras a shevet kuna, or shevet levia. V'yasani bebezdin, who are then, if you lend money to a nani, and bezdin or mace, and the yoni dies, mafra shola becheska saniya Yisrael. You have a right also to still keep all the maaser oni you're going to have that year, becheska any yoni Yisrael. So that's what tonight bezdin like. The Bezdin made such a takana, because any Kayin, any Levi agrees to this. Because they want to make it easy that people should lend money to a Levi on this type of a condition. Or lend money to the Kayin. Like this, maybe they'll be afraid, maybe they'll die. If they'll die, we won't collect our money. So if a Bezdin made a takana, if you lent the money in front of Bezdin, you should know even if this Kayin dies, or even if this Levi dies, still, we give you permission to keep that year all your truma, all your maisa, v'cheskas shevet leviya, shevet kuna, ras v'cheskas aniyah Yisrael. Rav Acha says, v'cheskas aniyah oylem, not only aniyah Yisrael, even an aniyah oylem is even a goyishani. You have a right to be soymeh to keep it even for a goyishani. But even not to give it to him, you also have a right to keep it. So the Gemara says, "My binayin, what's Rabbi Acha being mechanish ani oylem?" The Gemara says, "Ikibana."